Over the years, I have been fortunate and blessed to meet and interview many of my heroes in music. But it's not every day that you realize why you fell in love with the artistry of a person. The music and the artistry of Jose Feliciano is amazing and awe-inspiring. I have to agree with his website, josefeliciano.com, that describes his music as being synonymous with a presence that has bridged musical styles in a way that has never been equaled. Jose Feliciano is recognized as the first Latin artist to effectively cross over into the English music market, opening doors for other artists who now play an important role in the American music industry. Jose Feliciano has been acclaimed by critics around the world as the greatest living guitarist, referred to as the Picasso of his realm. Jose Feliciano's accomplishments are highly celebrated. He has been awarded over 45 gold and platinum records. He has won 19 Grammy nominations, earning 9 Grammy Awards, including the Latin Academy Recording Award for Lifetime Achievement. Jose Feliciano is a musician, singer, and composer, best known for many international hits, including his rendition of Light My Fire and the best-selling Christmas single, Feliz Navidad. His music is known for its fusion of musical styles such as Latin, jazz, blues, soul, and rock, created primarily with his unique signature acoustic guitar sound. His mellow, easy-listening influences are recognizable in many songs heard around the world. Jose first received widespread popularity in the 1960s after his 1968 album Feliciano reached number 2 on the music charts. He has released over 50 albums worldwide in both English and Spanish. I recently had the pleasure to interview Jose Feliciano, and instantly, it felt like talking to a longtime friend.
With 56 albums recorded and 9 Grammy Awards and over 55 years in the music business, is there anything that you haven't done that you would like to do?
I'm sure that there is, but I don't know what it is. I would have liked to, for example, played with Ray Charles, for example. Or
so you started playing at the age of 3, or you were first exposed to music at the age of 3?
I was exposed by my family with the music they liked. I had an uncle. And he played the Puerto Rican native instrument called the cuatro, and that kind of introduced me to music.
Well, I saw your appearance at age 17 on the Ted Mack show with a group called the Modern Sound Trio. Even then, you had a distinctive sound. Was that intentional, that your sound?
I don't know how intentional it was. I mean, we were just kids. We didn't have a style, per se. We followed the things that influenced us, like rock and roll, or things like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
We were influenced by the moment, you might say.
I understand. And Greenwich Village is where you were developed your crossover style. Was that area very musical back then, or a lot of music in that area at that time?
Oh, definitely. Greenwich Village was the bohemian capital of the world, I thought. That was my feeling. People like Peter, Paul, and Mary came from there. A lot of the folk musicians had their start in that area of the world, and it was fun. It was a beautiful thing.
Jose, who would you say would be your two biggest musical influences?
Oh, that's tough. It's tough because there were so many.
Yeah.
I was even though maybe not directly, but I was influenced by Bob Dylan's style. I was influenced by people like, let's say, Nina Simone. Or,
right.
You know, wow. That people like that. You know, there used to be a place where people played called the Village Gate.
Uh-huh.
And that was in Greenwich Village. And they had people like Nina Simone, who I thought was, she was incredible.
Yes.
And I loved her.
You know, most people are unaware that you were at one time signed to Motown Records for several years. How did that experience contribute to your artistry?
Well, it was a nice experience. I was on the same label that the Stevie Wonder and all of the Motown people that I admired, like Marvin Gaye. You know, I loved Marvin Gaye. I loved a lot of the Motown acts, and they were good to me. You know, they really were. Berry Gordy started a Latin label to expose my product. You know, Motown had several divisions. They had a thing called Tamela Motown,
right?
And so they, Berry Gordy. Did what he could to expose my sound.
That's wonderful.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. I went for a walk. Yo me siento también. y por eso yo te quiero, porque tú me tratas bien. En California, mira, no seas tan mala, nena, no me trates así, que yo me quiero morir, muchachita, por tu amor nada más. Oye, no me digas que no, porque yo... Oye, mulata, mira, baby, California dreaming. It doesn't matter how you say it. All I wanna say is I love California, baby, yeah. I really need a little bit of loving, yeah.
Produced by Rick Gerard and Jose Feliciano, California Dreamin' was released as a single on RCA Records in the summer of 1968. Jose Feliciano's arrangement reached number 43 on the Hot 100 chart and number 20 on the R&B Singles chart. Rick Gerard was a staff producer at RCA Records during the 1960s, and in late 1967, Rick was assigned to the, at that time, new artist Jose Feliciano. They would form a lifelong friendship and rock-solid music-making partnership that would eventually bring remarkable success to them both. Now, let me just mention that the relationship between an artist and a producer can be profound and life-changing. You can just hear and feel the magical chemistry that Jose and Rick captured and recorded over the years. Behind This Guitar is Jose's most recent project, and it's an album and a film documentary about Jose's life and career. Music produced by Rick Gerard for Anthem Records. The film is getting great reviews in the film festival circuit, and for more information, check out the website josefeliciano.com.
And speaking of Rick Gerard, I understand that Rick Gerard and a Seattle radio station were instrumental in the breaking of Light My Fire, which became one of your biggest hits. Can you tell me about that time?
I think it was... KJR.
Yep, KJR,
And they were the ones that broke my fire to the main public.
Wow.
Yeah.
So on the other side of the record was California Dreamin'. The DJ flipped the record over and played Light My Fire, and it just blew up, huh?
You might say that's what happened. I still say that California Dreamin' was, especially the way that I covered it, should have been a hit, but things happen in life, you know.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time for hesitation's through. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Darling, we could only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Feliz Navidad has been heard on the radio, 3 billion times? I mean, by 3 billion people? Did you ever imagine that that song would get that successful?
No, it's always a miracle to me that a song that's so simple and, you know, musically, it's one of the simplest songs I've heard of. And it was a song where I tried to teach the American public to speak Spanish, you know, by having Feliz Navidad.
Yes.
Prospero Año y Felicidad, which means have a prosperous new year and happiness. And that's what we tried to evoke.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
My research, Jose, I saw that in 1968, your performance of the national anthem at the World Series caused quite a stir. For a while, your music was actually banned from the radio. What? That happened?
That did happen. But I always look at the positive things that happened. And I met the love of my life, and we got together, and we've been together for more than 50 years. And I love her so much, but she's so cool and so nice. And she's from Detroit.
empty heaven eyes, closing both my eyes, waiting for surprise to see the heaven in your eyes. It's not so far, and I'm not afraid to try and go with the loveliness and beauty never known before. I'll leave it up to you to show it. And golden lady, golden lady, I'd like to go there. Golden lady, my golden lady, I'd like to go there. Take me right away. You know hands can understand, and I'm waiting, waiting for the chance, baby, just to hold your hand. A touch of rain and sunshine made the flower grow into a lovely smile. It's blooming, and it appears to me that you're my dream come true. There is no way that I'll be losing. Oh, my golden lady, golden lady, I'd like to go there. Oh, golden lady, I'd like to go there. Take me right away. That you're my dream come true. There is no way that I'll be losing. Well, my golden lady, golden lady, I'd like to go there. Oh, golden lady, I'd like to go there. Take me, darling, yes I would. I said, golden lady, 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 I'd like to go there, honey. Wake my golden lady, golden lady, I want you to take me a baby. I want to go right now. Listen, golden woman, golden lady, golden mama.
Thank you, Jose, for taking the time for this interview. Your artistry has inspired me for so many years, and your music continues to uplift my spirit.
Well, thank you, my friend. I just want you to know that I thank you for taking or for having the interest in what I do. And I hope that we can do this again. I'm grateful to you, and thank you.
Also, thank you to Chuck Blaziotis and Helen Murphy of Anthem Entertainment, and of course, Susan and Jonathan Feliciano for your assistance and wonderful support. My name is Dee DeWayne. Thank you for listening to The Gumbo Mix on 90.7 KSER and on thegumbomix.com.